This moon landing.
How excited are you about it? We're not landing, but we're going around it. Or we did go around
it. Well, it's been fascinating.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
I did see where they reported some odd colors.
Not expecting.
On the backside of the moon, dark side of the moon, where it was kind of some brown and greenish hues.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Apollo 13, now I've only seen the movie, of course, but they had to slingshot around the moon.
Yes.
And they were the group, those astronauts, that went deepest into space until these astronauts that are now intentionally going around the moon. And that was the way it was supposed to be. It goes all the way around and then figurates back to the Earth.
Yeah.
And we'll land, I'm not sure when, in the Pacific Ocean with splashdown. They had a problem on their historic fly around. They had a finicky toilet and an issue with it.
The worst.
There are three Americans and one Canadian on there. And they had an issue. They did beat, I'm just reading that now, they beat Apollo 13's distance record. Everything was smooth except the toilet has been acting up since the launch. And the reason is ice is blocking the urine line, which causes a smell. Yeah, so it's frozen the urine line.
I didn't think of that.
I guess. It seems like you might, you know, think of since you're going through all of that. But what they have to do, apparently, is use collection bags. The toilet still works for solid waste, but for urine, they had to pee in bags there for a while.
Okay.
And they're saying they may have to direct that area of the ship somehow toward the sun to try and warm.
To melt lines.
The frozen line, because it's causing problems.
Well, because right now you're just floating with bags of pee around.
Yeah. Are these all male astronauts? Are there some women on board?
First female. Female? Not the first female astronaut. The first female going to the moon.
Right. You wouldn't believe that one of these astronauts is a woman. Right. Sure.
My friend has a 6-part PowerPoint presentation on how we've never been to the moon to begin with.
Cannot wait to see this.
Guaranteed he's not going to believe this. He's never going to buy into this. Although I had somebody tell me, a different person, say, we never have been to the moon. There's more computing power in my iPhone than there was on Apollo 11.
Mm-hmm. That's always brought up.
Yeah.
I never buy into any of that. But if you have more computing power on your iPhone than they had, is that a legit thing to say, oh, we've not been to the moon? Do you open your mind to
that? You combine that with all of the other things that people that don't think we landed on the moon. So it's just very compelling when you combine all of the evidence together.
Well, Apollo 11, when they were on the dark side of the moon, they couldn't communicate, right?
Were they on the dark side?
No.
They landed.
They just got to the dark side this time.
13 had to go around.
13, I'm sorry. Mixed up the numbers.
And they were not able
Apollo 13, yeah.
They were not able to communicate. Now, my friend, who's getting ready to show me the PowerPoint presentation on why we didn't go to the moon, I said,
the Masters is on. This is going to take 2 hours.
Hold on.
It's the final round of the Masters. Doesn't matter.
Well, I said to him, but how could the astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, how could they keep it secret? Buzz Aldrin's still alive. And all the people supposedly in mission control, how could they keep that secret, you know, for 60 years? And he said, have they really kept it a secret? And then walked away.
Period.
Powerful. Dang. Powerful. Mic drop. Biggie's rubbing his fingers like they're money. paid off by the government. Well, Buzz Aldrin will punch you in the face if you say it's fake to him.
He's angry.
He's like 95.
Well, and look, I'm not saying maybe they weren't in on it, but you knock them out for a minute and put them on a soundstage.
Yeah, they think they're
Buzz, right. Can you hear me? Whoa, what happened? I got tired.
There's a lot more gravity on the moon than I thought there'd be.
Yeah. Buzz, you fell asleep for a minute. Are we on the moon? We are.
You know, I saw a documentary on that Buzz should have been, because of his job, the first one to step on the moon. But they made sure that it was Armstrong because they knew that he would be a better PR piece for NASA when they did the interviews coming back. Because Buzz Aldrin's a little bit of a hothead and full of himself. And Armstrong was very humble and would give all the credit to others. And that's what they wanted when he came back.
It would have been interesting to see what Buzz said as he landed.
Yeah.
And stepped foot. I mean, we all know what Neil said.
Yeah.
Right.
It would have been a totally different quote.
It might be, yeah.
It was like, hot damn, here I am.
Yeah.
That's me.
Take a look at me now.
We have a little bit of that audio from 1969. I don't know why anybody would think it was fake. I mean, that's Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket. We are on the moon.
To walk on the moon. Over. Holy living. Are you believing this? Over.
That's what it'll be today. You know, anytime you see anybody take a picture of an accident or something, a video, they go, holy F.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it'll be now. When Gen Z goes to the moon, oh, F.
Oh.
That's what I would say.
Of course. That's what you would say.
I'm here.
Oh, we're on the moon.
Let's go.
I didn't realize this. When they had an issue with the toilet on the Artemis II, a lot of people were pointing out that's not the first time that's happened. On Apollo 10 in 1969, this is before we went, Apollo 11 landed on it. Apollo 10, I believe, was close to it but didn't land on the moon. And the crew on there had an issue with a broken toilet. The crew was Tom Stafford, John Young, and Eugene Cernan. And they encountered fecal matter floating through the cabin.
Oh.
Yeah, they did. And they actually have the correspondence back with NASA.
Oh, who did it?
Who did what?
What?
Who did it? Give me a napkin quick. There's a turkey.
I didn't do it. It ain't one of mine.
I don't think it's one of mine.
Mine was a little more sticky than that.
God almighty.
We've got
turd floating by.
Turd floating through the cabin there.
It's a little sticky.
Mine's a little stickier. That's not mine. Well, one of you claim it. There's only three of you up
there. I was going to say.
Not mine. Not mine. Yeah. They had an issue. I guess their waste area, their solid waste area was backed up and literally fecal matter was floating in front of it. You heard one of those guys like, oh, it's not mine. Mine's a little more sticky than that.
Gross.
And he had to get a napkin to take it.
Touch it, yeah.
And put it back where it was supposed to go. They also thought some scientists, before Apollo 11 actually landed, they were really worried that the moon was covered in a dust trap. There was so much dust that it would swallow them up when they landed.
Look, I'd have thought about anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, they had no idea.
No, you're hoping it's a surface. It could be. You could just sink right in.
I was reading all about it because the Artemis II is up there now. I've been reading all these articles about that. The turd was the one that really got my attention.
Golly.
But they thought maybe the dust was so thick that everybody would just sink down into it.